Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to the Lord in prayer before we come to his word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, again we invite your Spirit's attentions as we come to open your word. We know that without him illuminating it and explaining it to us within us, we will not understand it. We will not even perceive its truth. And we thank you that you have opened our eyes to know these things, that we need to look to the risen Lord for his help in understanding what you speak to us. So help us to realize what it's saying and to apply it in our living. In his name we pray. Amen. So we're reading 1 John chapter 3 and verses 11 to 15. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. So John is intent on establishing even further this great divide between those who are of the world and those who are of Christ. And he outlines this in graphic contrasts in these few verses. Indeed, in the next section, which this section, these few verses are the beginning of, he's speaking more on the characters of love and the character of hatred. So look at what he says about those who are of the world. And remember that he's talking about those who are professing to be Christians, and yet their actions are indicating that they are nothing of the sort. He says they belong to the evil one. He says their actions are evil. He says they are in death, and in death they remain. He says the tendency is that they will hate believers in Christ. And he goes so far as to call them murderers, just as Cain was a murderer. On the other hand, on the other side of this great divide, is the description of those who believe in Christ, who, by implication, have actions which are righteous. They are living righteous lives, whom the world hates for that reason, who have passed from death to life, who love one another, and who thus have eternal life residing in them. And predominantly, this contrast majors on the hate versus the love. Don't be like Cain, he says. Now, we need to know a little bit about our Old Testaments to know what happened with Cain. We might know already that he was the first murderer. He killed his brother Abel. Why? Because both were called to bring their offerings to God. And Abel brought the first fruits of the flock. He was a shepherd. And Cain brought the first fruits of the field. He was a farmer. And we're not told much about why this is true. There is speculation. But the offering that Cain brought was acceptable to God, and the offering that Abel brought was acceptable to God, and the offering that Cain brought was rejected by God. And our verses here tell us that that is because of the way that they were offered, that Cain's offerings came from a heart that was not God-seeking, that was not God-honouring. And Abel, his offerings came from a heart which was righteous, which was God submissive, God obedient, God honouring, God glorifying. And therefore, Cain hated Abel. and ended up murdering him. I wonder whether we might think of that act, because many of us will be saying, well, I'm not a murderer. It wouldn't enter my mind to consider taking another person's life. But what John is keen to tell us is exactly what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, where he says, you've heard that it was wrong, that it was said that you shall not murder. But I tell you, if anyone is angry with intent in his heart against someone else, he is a murderer in his heart. And it's your heart standing before God that you will be accountable for. So irrespective of whether its outcome is action, it's the disposition of your internal characteristics, your heart, which God will judge. And that is what is distinguishing between these two types of people. So here is the question for today. How is your heart? It may be true that we still feel those little jets of anger. I know I do. It's something that I wrestle with. And those small angers could grow into large angers. And if left unindulged in, those large angers could grow into hateful action. And ultimately, if left unattended, they could grow to be murderous and actually end up killing somebody. God is concerned about the small beginnings. When I was teaching children, when I was first converted and enjoyed joining in with some children's work in what we called the Good News Club, we used to teach the Jungle Doctor stories. And one of them was about this little boy who adopted a little baby leopard, cute little animal, and fed it and nurtured it, and was warned by the witch doctor in the village that it was a dangerous thing to do. Why? Because little leopards become big leopards, and big leopards kill. And the day came when the leopard had grown up that it was no longer the pet. It was no longer an animal whose actions could be laughed at and enjoyed. It was a dangerous adult animal, and it ended up killing somebody and had to be taken away from the village and sent back into the jungle. Well, sin is like that, isn't it? Little sins kill because little sins become big sins. And you see, it's the state of our heart in our sinfulness that is the problem, not the individual actions of sinning. We sin because we are sinners and our hearts need to get right with God. That is what Jesus came to change. Sinners who are right with God don't continue to sin. The outworking of the new heart that God gives them disposes them to obedience to God and to honouring of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. So again, my question, how is your heart this morning? John Piper says, be killing sin, or sin will be killing you. We need to make war on our internal sin so that it is put in its place and dealt with in the power of God. Let's pray. Father, we confess that we are sinful still. We are sinning people, even though our hearts are renewed in faith, in righteousness. We are clothed with the righteousness of Christ, having none of our own. And you have changed the desires of our hearts to make them yearn after him, to want to follow him as our shepherd. So we ask that we might be, as this verse counsels us to be, not like Cain, but like Jesus in who we are this day. Help us to seek the cleansing nature that he brings to us and to live before you as those who please you. Amen.